T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dave now from Pure Talk.
97.3 The Sky.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Stay on top.
News here in Florida.
At the top.
I turn on the sky. Boom. News.
News. At the top. Every hour.
News that affects my life.
When I need it. My news.
Sky News.
The news station. News Talk. 97.3 The Sky.
Oh, I like this guy even more than I thought I did.
Are you talking about me?
No, I'm talking about Charlie Delator. Or is it Delatori?
Delatori.
You want it even more Italian, huh? Delatori.
Sounds like somebody you went to school with.
That's right. Now I'm going to disappoint you right off the bat. I'm Cuban. I'm not Italian.
Close we enough. Won't hold that against you. Can you make a good Cuban sandwich?
I can. Yeah, I like to cook. Yeah, I'm chubby, man. I like to cook. I'm a good cook.
No, you look great. Hey, by the way, welcome to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Hour number 3 begins. It's 8:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, SCOTUS looking at whether or not Trump is going to get immunity. We'll dig into that. But first, we've got some great stuff going on here locally. Our Town Home and Garden Show. And I've had people say, what? I didn't think that was around anymore.
And it wasn't for a really long time. Thanks for having me on the show, guys. I really, really appreciate being here. Love your show. Love being back. And yeah, it wasn't around for a long time after, especially when it got canceled in COVID. It used to be held at the O'Connell Center, and it hasn't been around now for 4 or 5 years. We're really lucky to bring it back. It's a partnership with us and the Builders Association of North Central Florida. And we were really waiting for this brand new facility to be built at Celebration Point, this Alachua County Sports and Event Center. And it is perfect for this look for this kind of an event. It's a big box. We can decorate it any way we want to. We've got about 140 or 150 vendors in there for the show. Free parking on site with that giant thing. So it's just a perfect location.
Yeah, they really did it right. I utilized that building. I was part of a pickleball tournament. And yeah, plenty of people coming and going. Yet the parking garage is very very nearby. And there was no problem with that. And that's always been, if you're doing something downtown or, you know, there's been struggles and issues with that. But here, there's no issue there. And I'm assuming, having gone, but it's many years ago, you're talking about anything that would have to do with your home. That's what's going to be there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny you said that because we've had a few people say, what is a home and garden show? Like, what's in there? And I think the answer is, obviously, it'd be nice if you owned a home, but if you have anything to do with your home, whether it's furniture, you know, art, plumbing fixtures, anything you might need to replace, outdoor patio, garden, anything to do like that, that's what you can find at a home and garden show.
Well, for what people are paying in rent now, frankly, you're invested already. So for you to fix up the yard and the patio the way you want it to be, you don't have to look at it like, oh, I'm doing this for the landlord. No, you're doing it so you can enjoy it.
Yeah, home is where you are, right? Whether
right.
you own it or rent it. And so at the end of the day, I think that a show like this is really nice opportunity for you to go find a few things that you might need around the house. And if you need something big, you know, a roof, plumbing, flooring, there's a solar, for example. I know solar's been a really top topic over the last few weeks, but there's a lot of opportunity there to go meet these guys. Listen, we've all got a honey-do list at home, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, bring the honey-do list and let the pros do it for you. That's kind of the idea.
That is a great idea. And just to get ideas, this is you get stimulated by all the latest stuff that you're seeing. And like you say, if you don't have the wherewithal, time, or energy to do it yourself, they'll hook you up with the pros that can.
I think that's a really interesting point because a lot of us don't go into a remodeling project or a renovation project and say, I'm doing it on Friday. Friday. It's, hey, we've been thinking, I would like to maybe do this. I want to repaint the inside of the house. I want to paint the outside. I want to put pavers down. I want to get some plants and bushes. Well, we don't do that on Thursday or Friday of next week. We think about these things. We plan ahead and we say, hey, I'm going to take a staycation in September and I'm going to do some of this work around the house. I'm going to get somebody to help me with this project. And so going to a show like this is exactly the opportunity to brainstorm ideas, talk to the pros, and be able to come up with those plans.
Well, for guys, look, if it's about, tools or looking at stuff for our car, we've studied it.
Yeah,
or we're going to make the purchase. Huh. We've studied the market and all that. But like you said, you understand the importance of keeping your home fresh and stuff. But it's not like you're going to read these, Architect Digest magazines every day. As out of habit, most of us don't.
No. Yeah, for sure. And this is these shows are a great opportunity to go see what the latest trends are, talk to some of the I think the best thing I can say is I am so impressed and proud of the group of local businesses that are going to be on display here. I mean, we're really talking about an incredible group of businesses that I'm floored by them, quite frankly. So
floored by them, get it?
I see what he did.
You know, I would have given him
a man, I'm good.
But I told Bob this morning I could go to think if I had the budget, if I could take Bob's credit card, I could just spend all day and just buy everything.
Well, and I think just at that point, too, you don't have to spend a lot of money. I mean, the tickets, it's only $5 to get in the door. This is a great opportunity to get, like I said, to bring, like you said, Bob, to bring your ideas and maybe see if you can flesh some of that stuff out. A lot of us are going to do that work ourselves. We'll go see some of these displays, get some ideas, and then we'll do it. And that's fine. These guys are there to help you, support you, implement whatever plan you've got, and if not, they'll help you figure it out on your own.
So, I mean, you're just not a promoter of this event. You're a publisher. You've got Our Town Magazine. How many years has that been going on? You had zero gray hairs when you started.
Many. You were 11 when you started. That's what I say.
I still am, actually. No, this is our 25th year in business.
Wow.
Actually, 25 years we've owned Tower. I started Tower Publications. Our Town Magazine started in 2003, and there's three editions. There's a High Springs, Alachua edition, a Newberry and Jonesville edition, and then one here in Gainesville. And we've been really, really blessed to over the years to have an incredible stable of customers and advertisers that are loyal to us, and the readership continues to grow. And we've got other projects like Our Town Favorites, which is coming up. It's like a voting platform for your favorite local businesses. That's gone really well.
Vote for the Bob Rose Show.
Actually, Our Town Favorites opens today because we wanted to do it the weekend before the show.
Oh.
And you can vote for your favorite, Our Town's favorite male radio personality. And
there you go, Bob.
And it is open nominations for the next 3 weeks. So somebody just has to type your name in.
Yeah.
And then you get part of the final ballot. And then we have until June 12th. I didn't mean to bring that up, but Our Town Favorites is an example of a way that we work with the community to kind of recognize local businesses, places, and things that are kind of make our areas unique.
I'm glad you brought it up because that's why we're having you on the show, for people to know what's going on in the community. And like you said, $5 entrance fee, the parking is free, it's easy. There's all those other venues around Celebration Point that you can enjoy as well. And by the way, this is the weekend you want to go out and have fun, because next weekend, isn't that graduation?
It is. So this week,
I'll be out of town.
It's
how convenient, Bob. I'll be here.
It's almost like we picked this weekend on purpose, right? There's nothing else going on in Gainesville this weekend, really, to speak of. It's a dead week in town. This event is Saturday and Sunday. This Saturday and Sunday, April 27th and 28th. You're right. The facility is easy access because it's just off I-75. So for your listeners outside of the immediate Gainesville area, that's not a big deal. It's a 20-30 minute drive from wherever you might be. Easy access off the highway.
Will there be any food type vendors that are associated with the event or on the premise?
Yeah, great idea. A great question. So actually, the facility itself has a concession stand that they just recently opened that includes sandwiches and salads and wraps and burgers and hot dogs, pizza, as well as beer. I'll say adult beverages.
Okay.
Can I say beer?
I don't think it's against to say beer.
No. So there's some adult
German
beverages
word,
there.
Beer.
Yes.
So there are, inside the facility, there's a concession stand that the facility just recently opened. The food's really good, actually. So there will be some. And then there's a couple of vendors inside that are kind of giving away some goodies as well. So
they usually do.
They do. There's a lot. The vendors get very creative about what they do at these shows. So
about how many vendors do you have lined up?
About 140.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. I'm really excited about
it. If you can't find something that interests you out of 140 vendors, then I don't know what to say. You're not living
life.
And
there's everything there from like outdoor and plants, like I said, to, you know, flooring and every other project you might want. So
wow.
A lot of retail, just some retail vendors too, so you can come and buy some items for around your home. Some of those, you know, the home shows typically have those sort of retail guys there too, and we've got a few there. So,
and guys, if you think not telling your wife about this event's going to get you out of it, she's listening too.
Oh yeah, no,
too late.
Be proactive is the way to do that. You got to go, honey, I have a great idea.
Now you're talking.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
And
he's brilliant.
Listen, yeah, been there, done that, man. All right, you got to get ahead of the game. All right, you got to control the narrative a little bit.
Man, see, he's hit checking all the boxes.
Absolutely.
Charlie Delatorre, thank you. We wish you much success this weekend. The home show is back, and it's going on this weekend at Celebration Point. Enjoy.
Thank you so much, guys. Really appreciate it.
8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. We've got a ton of stuff we want to get to, including the Supreme Court hearing arguments on the Trump immunity case. That's coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
Looking pretty good right now. The good news, especially for I-75 South drivers through Ocala, that construction now no longer an issue for you. So that's good. We're seeing a little volume, Gainesville and Ocala, but really overall, it's been an easy drive so far.
Plenty of sunshine for the rest of the morning. This afternoon, becoming partly cloudy. High temperatures warming to the mid-80s. Tonight, mild. Lows only dropping to about the 60-degree mark. We're wrapping up the work week with lots of sunshine again tomorrow. Highs in the mid-80s. From the UF Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Borowski.
Gainesville, 58. Ocala, 59. The Villages, 61. Traffic and weather together every 15 minutes mornings on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.